Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild digital jungle we call social media. Ever feel like you're scrolling through your feed, losing track of time, and then suddenly realize you've been doom scrolling for hours? Yeah, me too. And trust me, I get it. We're all addicted to the dopamine rush that comes with each notification, each like, each comment. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that endless cycle and actually enjoy life offline? Welcome to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, where we talk real talk about reclaiming your time, attention, and sanity in the age of Instagram influencers and TikTok trends. Today's episode is all about overcoming social media addiction and finding that sweet spot, that beautiful balance between staying connected and living a full life offline. Ready to dive in? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you on your journey. 1. Awareness is your superpower, the first step to breaking any addiction, right? Knowing what you're dealing with, you gotta start paying attention to how social media makes you feel. Do you get anxious when you see others' seemingly perfect lives? Do you compare yourself constantly and end up feeling inadequate? Or maybe you just spend hours scrolling mindlessly, wishing you had done something more productive? Identifying these patterns is crucial. It's like shining a light on the monster under your bed, so you can finally face it. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. Think of boundaries as digital fences around your time and attention. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Same goes for social media. Decide when and how long you'll engage with it each day. Use built-in app timers, schedule specific scrolling periods, and turn off notifications outside those times. 3. Find your offline tribe. We're social creatures by nature, but that doesn't mean all our connections need to be virtual. Make time for real-life interactions, coffee dates with friends, game nights, walks in the park. Anything that gets you out of your digital bubble and into the world. 4. Rediscover your passions. Remember those hobbies you used to love? The ones you put on hold because, well, social media was just so addictive? Now's the time to dust them off. Pick up that paintbrush, learn a new language, join a sports team, anything that sparks joy and pulls you away from the screen. 5. Be kind to yourself. This isn't about becoming a social media hermit or feeling guilty for enjoying those occasional scrolls. It's about finding balance, being mindful of your time, and prioritizing what truly matters. Remember, change takes time, so be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this: you're having dinner with friends, laughing, sharing stories, genuinely connecting. But instead of being fully present in the moment, you find yourself constantly checking your phone, scrolling through your feed, missing out on the real-life conversation happening right in front of you. Sounds familiar? Yeah, I've been there too. It's like that feeling when you're at a concert and you can hear the music but you're too busy filming it for Instagram to actually enjoy it. That's social media addiction. It steals your attention, your focus, and ultimately, your joy. So what can we do about it? Well, imagine this. You put your phone down during dinner, engage in genuine conversation, laugh until your stomach hurts, and feel truly present with your friends. Remember that feeling of connection, of shared laughter, of being fully engaged in the moment? That's real life, folks. And it's so much more rewarding than any virtual high you can get from social media. Remember, finding balance isn't about completely deleting your social media accounts, unless that works for you. It's about being mindful of your usage, setting boundaries, and prioritizing real life connections. This journey is all about rediscovering the joy in the everyday moments, connecting with people face to face, and finding a sense of peace outside the digital noise. You've got this. So, tell me, what are you going to do today to break free from the social media grip and reclaim your time? Share your thoughts on our socials. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, life is happening offline. Go live it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.